We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and we're chatting here today with City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Yusha Reddy from the City of Manhattan as we continue our conversation about tonight's City Commission agenda. And we're on item B again right now, discussing the Aggieville design options and that parking garage. And I wanted to give Mayor Reddy a chance to chime in on this a little bit. As we talked during the break, this is a project that's been in the need for the city for a while.
Right. No, we've been discussing Aggieville parking and how to revitalize Aggieville for quite a while now. So we were, you know, just got into the planning stages once the hotel started to go up and started discussing the garage. I think the plans we're going to see this evening about the alleyway, as well as the what type of facade we want for the garage, and still talk about financing for all of this, are extremely important. You know, you just never know which way things are going to go, regardless of a pandemic or no pandemic. The garage has always been, and Aggieville has always been, a place where we had focused to make sure we bring it up to par so that we can have new businesses want to invest there. And it's a very densely populated area, which has the highest property taxes. And we want to make sure it's a vibrant community once again. And the steps we are taking are towards that goal. I look forward to seeing more of their ambitions for the alleyways as well as the garage. And this is just a small piece of that big picture. And again, we'll continue to talk about financing for the whole project as well.
Yeah, it has a kind of a link, a big price tag, $16.7 million here. But as far as that's concerned, does Denny... anything with the current situation affect how the city would pay for that?
So clearly, we're just on the start of the Pantherma Financing District. Obviously, the new hotel was the stimulus for that particular endeavor to be able to establish the Pantherma Financing District. And that forecast, I think, is certainly... appropriate and good to model after. I mean, it projected some different scenarios for fundraising for a moderate and then a underperforming or an overperforming component. So we have those revenue estimates to be able to look like, you know, and at this stage, I mean, again, this is just a discussion session. We're not anticipating the earliest we would award a contract for construction would be October. We should know a lot more before then. And obviously, when you look at a lot of that is based on the tax increment finance is the property tax increment, but from that aspect of things. So obviously, we want the district to remain viable, and you know, I think obviously things are still out about what are going to be some of the long-term, short-term, and long-term repercussions from COVID-19.
Yeah, certainly will be an interesting discussion here tonight. Another item here on the agenda is item C, and I know this is something that Mayor Reddy brought up earlier this month, and that was the potential ordinance concerning the wearing of face coverings due to COVID-19, and I don't know who wants to start with this, but I'm curious to hear what's the planned discussion here tonight with that.
So I'll start. There was a majority of commissioners that did want to have a discussion on a potential ordinance. And so one of the things that we're looking to the commission for is just feedback on if we were to have an ordinance, you know, what type of face coverings would be required. Who is and who is not required to wear a face covering, what are the location and activities at which face coverings would be required, what are the location and activities in which face coverings are not required, how long would this ordinance apply, and what punishments would apply for violations of the ordinance as well as enforcement aspects of it. So another option could be that some communities have passed resolutions just strongly supporting, recommending folks wear them, especially when you can't adequately social distance. So I know the mayor has some strong feelings about this, so I'll let her
express those.
Yeah, I think we need to have a discussion. You know, this is more like a work session than anything else. The five of us city commissioners have not really had a discussion about really anything dealing with COVID-19. We've talked about a whole lot of other stuff, but not really related to COVID-19 in particular. And as we come into each of these phases, Governor Kelly went to phase 1.5 for a reason, and we don't know if we're going to be at 1.5 for how long we're going to be there, or we might go back to 1, or we might go on to 2. But each time we go to the next phase, we're going to be increasing it by more people in areas. So the next phase means fewer than 30 people, and the phase 3 is fewer than 90 people or something, and then you're at full capacity. So the reason I think we need to have a discussion, regardless about if it's a requirement, mandate, however we want to phrase it, what plans are we going to put as far as to mitigate and keep that curve flat? Kansas State University is taking a lot of precautions and having lots of discussions. Fort Riley is having they're already implemented a lot of things. Businesses are thinking about what they want to implement. And it is certainly within the purview of the city to see what are we going to do to make sure our community is safe and comes out on the other end, still keeping a flat curve. We did a lot of good things right now, and there's a sense in Manhattan, but throughout the state of Kansas, that everything is done and we can go back to normal. And if you heard Dr. Norman yesterday during his press conference, he's really concerned about Memorial Day weekend. And he himself was saying how when he goes out into the community, how few precautions anybody is taking anymore, whether it's social distancing or face masks, whatever it might be. There's just a sense like everything is done and, you know, we're good to go. And he definitely is concerned, and I am very concerned about it. So this is a discussion we need to have. What other mitigating precautions are we going to take as elected officials? That is our job, just like we did with the texting when, you know, we were one of the first communities to have something out about driving and texting, first community to have something about non-smoking ordinance or LGBT. These were discussions we had with the public interest in mind. And certainly it's going to be, again, a very robust discussion. We have lots of emails, lots of opinions, and all of them are very good concerns. But at the same time, the five of us need to discuss this and not just ignore it. And I think that's what I'm looking forward to, is a very healthy discussion. As a teacher, I know I have children in my classroom that were already either diabetic or has had asthma, or I had to get an EpiPen when I go on field trips for some of them. Some of them were already on medications for a variety of reasons. And these were first graders. And then in college, I was an adjunct instructor for a few semesters. And they were already, I know, some students that looked fairly healthy when, you know, just by appearance, but they were already on medications just by us talking to them. So we can never assume an individual, just because they're young, is healthy and doesn't have any pre-existing conditions that we need to be aware of. So I think I'm looking forward to the discussion. And like I said, I don't know how long it's going to take, but we really need to figure out what we're going to do as a city. Businesses are allowed to have more strict rules. They're allowed to have people not come in unless they have some kind of a face covering. Cities are allowed to do that. We can't do anything less than what the state or the local health officer is recommending, but we can certainly be more restrictive. I'm not looking at being how restrictive can we be. That's not the goal. The goal is, how do we keep that curve flat? What can we do? And I want to make sure we have the discussion. More people are going to have more picnics, more barbecues. They're going to start mingling around. We already saw it this weekend because it was graduation weekend. There was a lot of, you know, celebrations going around within our community. And we just have to pause and see what are we going to do differently. Otherwise, consumer confidence is not there right now to go back into some of our public areas. parent confidence is not there all the time to send their students back to Kansas State University. So we need to figure that out. And the task force is a big piece of that. The health department is a piece of that. Of course, the RCPD is a big part of this, K-12. But we need to discuss these things further.
Yeah. We have a caller here with a question or a comment here. Let's get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to make sure everybody can hear. Okay. We're talking about the commission making a decision on wearing a mask. We have a county health officer that I thought was in charge, seemed to be in charge, and directing everything. We've got a 24 committee that I don't know what they do, but this is the same situation. People don't wear seatbelts, saves lives. People still drink, saves lives. We're so proud of all these things we've done. We've put a note talking on a cell phone in Manhattan, the only city in the whole state, and we don't even enforce that anymore. So you better get this done now if you're going to do it, and we can't be sitting around having discussions and deciding what to do. Because I'm going to say the same thing I've said about other things. When it's all said and done, there'll be more said than done. So unless everybody wear a mask, it's a death sentence if you don't. And if they don't think so, we've killed almost 100,000 people. One whole family died from eating it somewhere, and they all died. So let's get concerned about what's going on today, not 2 weeks from now. Have a great day. You're doing a good job. Thank you very kindly for the job you do.
All right. Thanks for the call, Paul. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Do you want to respond to any of his comments there?
I'll just say, yeah, there are. I mean, close to, 91 or 92,000 people have died in the past 4 months. That's huge. And this is one of those viruses that you can't smell it, you can't taste it, you just don't know where it is, who has it, who's the carrier. And we don't have enough testing for all employees to take it before they enter the workforce again, or all customers to take a test before they go into a store. So I'm thinking about what can we do? There are so many things we can't do. We can't find people because they're not 6 feet apart. We certainly can't, go around constantly telling people what to do. I get that. That's not what I am for. What I am looking for is suggestions and ideas and how to get compliance to the recommended, highly recommended, strongly recommended mitigating precautions we can take that are coming from CDC, KDHG, and our RCPD, as well as RCHD. They're strongly recommending all of these things, and as a community, I don't see people taking it as seriously, so I'm extremely concerned about Memorial Day weekend as well, and even tomorrow if I go out somewhere.
It'll be a good discussion, that's for sure. Let's take a break, and we'll come back, wrap things up here with the City Commission after this on News Radio KMAN.